Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Easter is the feast of all feasts. We gather in joyful celebration of a victory that you and I have in Christ, who rose from the tomb. God taking the events of Holy Week and putting an exclamation mark upon them. Here is the resurrection of your Savior and my Savior. It is a time to celebrate. How many of you are part of families that gather together for regular family reunions? My wife and I will be traveling to New York in June to be part of a family reunion we haven't been a part of since 2019, thanks to this little thing that went on in our country. Family reunions involve a lot of conversations, fun, laughter, and of course, where would they be without great food? It's also a time to celebrate and to remember the generations who have gone before us in our family. We can only remember because for some of us, we're now that next generation. To do this, it is difficult because for many of us, we have families that are scattered all over the country. And so it involves planning, it involves scheduling, informing, and prioritizing. In fact, for us, we've been planning this since last June when my wife's last aunt passed away, and we're all going back because she was cremated and we're going to be having a service and then celebrating together. Easter is also one of those days when we gather together as family. I look out here and I know that some of you are part of a family. It's pretty obvious as you sat together this morning. It is about who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. Trinity is a family of believers that comes into this spot to worship together, to work together, to pray together, to do ministry together. It's all part of being in a family, being brothers and sisters in Christ. And what a special relationship we all have because we are Christians. We live in the light of God's grace and love. Yes, this year our journey has taken us to various promised treasures that God has given to us from the beginning of time. We started out, although we didn't have Ash Wednesday this year, with the ashes, sitting in dust and ashes. And the second week we talked about salt, and then water, and then light, and then bread. And finally we talked about palms, which proclaim the victory we have in Christ. And last Sunday we waved our palms as Christ was triumphantly entered into the Jerusalem. But when God called Abraham, God made a promise. He made a promise to him that he was to take his family and uproot them. And he would take them to the promised land. And he said to Abraham, it will be a land flowing with milk and honey. In other words, it'll be a beautiful place. But think about it. Abraham went on behalf of the promise of God to a land of milk and honey, yet unseen, unknowing. Now, you know, when the earlier settlers came from the East Coast to go to the West Coast, I sometimes think about that when I'm traveling through the midsection here, because it had to be pretty desolate at times. And you had to kind of wonder, where are we really heading? And I wonder how many times the children of Israel also felt that way there in the wilderness. You know, I only spent 40 years. And I bet there were times when they were wondering. And they always heard the promise that we are going to a land of milk and honey. And yet many of the feasts of God's chosen people celebrated about God leading them out of Egypt to the land of milk and honey. These feasts celebrated what God had done for them. They also reminded everyone about their own disobedience. How disobedient and how grumbling and murmuring they had against God. And yet, God continued to remind them of His promise, of the covenant He made with Abraham, the covenant He made with David. And that covenant finds its fulfillment when Israel is reduced to one in Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of Feasts because here on this day, through the power of the resurrection, the power of the cross, Christ overcame sin and death and Satan. All because Christ was victorious. And so we have a light in the tomb reminding us of the light that shines in the darkness. Our worship is about what God has done for us. It is about the power of the cross, the power of the grave, but most importantly, the power of the resurrection. St. Peter would refer to it as the new heaven and the new earth. In the early church, Easter was the time when they baptized children and baptized whoever was going to be a part of the family of God, where Christians were instructed in the way in which they were now to come to the Lord's table, to share in Holy Communion. Actually, when new Christians were welcomed into the church, they were greeted with a holy kiss. Now, all of you visitors, we're not going to do that, okay? Just wanted to relieve you of any fears you might have. Although, if some of you want to, go ahead. But anyway, they greeted one another with a holy kiss. And that was to congratulate them that the foe had been overcome. Slavery of sin and death and Satan had been nullified. Yes, one of the things that happened before they received Lord's Supper for the first time, they were given a cup of milk and honey to drink before they participated at Lord's Supper. This reminded those early Christians then whenever you partake of the Lord's table, you are partaking in the eternal, often wondered feast that God has made possible through our Lord instituting it on Maundy Thursday when we celebrated it here and our confirmants received it for the first time. It is to be a part of this wonderful family of God. So when we welcome somebody into our house of worship, it's like inviting someone to be a part of our family reunion. It should be a time of celebration and feasting. In the Old Testament, reading the prophet Isaiah recalls a family reunion. And there in Isaiah 25, we hear this oftentimes read at funerals, and yet it is a reminder of that celebration. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts would make for all people a feast of rich foods, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich foods full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. The banquet Isaiah describes is that heavenly banquet. God's people, one day rejoining together and rejoicing. We are all invited to the banquet of Christ. As we come together around word and sacrament this day, we come together to celebrate the power of God at work in each of our lives. And so we come, kneel together, receive His body and blood under bread and wine. Because heaven belongs to all who believe, to all who have life in His name. Yes, it awaits each and every one of us. Our confession and God's absolution means that we have crossed over from death to life. Just as the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, we cross the river of death to life through faith in Jesus Christ. Today, It's a time to celebrate. We need to look forward to that land of milk and honey. We are reminded of who we are in Christ. We celebrate the sweetness of this day. And as you enter into the nave, you are reminded of your own baptism. You are reminded that you are a child of God, called, redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, who, when it came to that tomb, could not be contained. Yes, as you come here this morning, maybe you come here. You come into God's sanctuary because there's some pain in your life, concerns, troubles, tensions. But know that Christ offers to you forgiveness, life, salvation. Life can weigh us down sometimes. Where do we find rest when we are wearied? Where do we find strength? It is coming into His sanctuary, where there we hear that we have been forgiven. It is there that we can think about that land of milk and honey, as Jesus is the bread of life, coming down from heaven, accomplishing for each one of us what we could not do. Reunions are great. It's fun to get together, even though we don't get together that often with family. Now, growing up, we were together all the time, but we didn't have all the distances we now have. And a family reunion is wonderful and great, but God's kingdom is eternal. It will last forever. So when you get together with family today and celebrate the great food, or when you go to a family reunion, have a great time, celebrate the banquet, or we'll be there. But remember on this day what God has done for you. And as you come to the table, this is the greatest meal you have this side of eternity. It is when God comes to you under bread and wine with His body and His blood. Come to the Lord's table. Here, receive life, salvation, God's gift to all who believe. For here, we prepare for a land and a future of milk and honey. There, in the eternal presence of our God. Amen.